Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, friends.
Hello.
I had to pour this.
I'm having a seltzer.
The ranch water.
Yeah, it's the refreshing. You know, it's nice in the heat.
Is that what we had in Austin?
The end of the day.
Remember when you tagged the wrong company?
Well, first of all, I did.
But was it ranch water or was
Okay. Yep. Because there's two different brands that make it, but a ranch water is a drink you can order in Texas, other places too, but to just soda water. If they do it the way that there's like the way that the ranch water, it's Topo Chico.
Oh,
and
okay.
Lime juice, salt, and tequila.
Ooh.
A margarita. But man, are they good?
They're good.
You know, it's like there's certain, if we're talking alcohol, it's like there's certain things that I enjoy, but like I don't just enjoy them because like I want them. It's like back to the question of like, if it didn't get you drunk, would you still drink it? Right. But like,
there's definitely things I wouldn't drink.
100%.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But like, there are things that are so good. Like,
a ranch water at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you are older.
Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, welcome to Between the.
I hope that's how you start the episode. So you are older. Yeah. Yep.
Say, welcome to Between the Reps with Brooke, Gina, and Devin. Can't make it today. Mm-hmm. But yes, you are older. I mean, we are all older. But you had a birthday.
I did. I'm 34.
Dude, the 30s are awesome, though.
They're not bad.
They're not bad. Like, I remember, like, thinking, like, oh, my God, I'm going to turn 30. I think I said this on the last podcast with Devin. Like, I'm going to be so old. And I was pregnant with Ruby, too. So I was just, like, a monster. I was just a huge.
I'm 30. Get out of my way.
I'm hungry.
I'm hungry. I'm starving.
Stealing cookies in the cupboard?
Yeah. But it's just so funny, like, that mentality of, like, So what did you do for your birthday?
All right, guys. Well, I turned 34 on August 10th.
Mm-hmm.
And I woke up. And I had a facial.
I woke up, so that's good.
I think I filmed in the morning, early in the morning. We filmed for Naked for the fall challenge. So did like the video that goes out. It's like, okay. Hey, you... Here's what it is. Here's what you can win.
And then it's just you working out. And I'm like, you'll have my body.
And then I had a facial. And then I worked with my horse. That's it. My parents were like, do you want to go to dinner? And I'm like, I worked with Kitten at 5, you know? So I'm like, no.
No.
Like, I just didn't feel like doing anything. I mean,
are you a big birthday person, though?
Hi. Oh, well, let me take my headphones out.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Leslie.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Good.
Maybe you have.
Oh, I was showing her those pictures.
They're so fun.
They're so fun. I mean, you know, you're so ahead of me.
Oh, we got some that Brooke took him up swimming and Maisie, she's a spitfire.
Oh my gosh.
She's a wild cat.
She's a wild cat. She's a wild animal.
She is.
I love it.
She's so funny. I love it too. She's so funny.
It's so fun. Like I literally like sit there, you know, because I just have her like the one day a week. Like I've had her like multiple times also, but like I can just devote that entire day to her. So it's literally just like me just doing this the whole time. Like I'm like, oh my God, if there was like a hidden camera in here, I would look like the biggest idiot.
I think we'd all fall in that same book.
Right? I mean, yeah. It's just like, and I just go to their house. So I'm not at home. I'm not doing anything else. Like you actually like, you have like a house full all the time and you're still like, I'm not saying like you're not devoted to you're overly devoted to your grandchildren, but it's just crazy. Like when it's just one day and I'm just like, I'm not going to do anything all day, but just make faces at you and hold you. It's crazy.
I know. And they're so much fun.
And they're so much fun.
So much fun.
You know, Daniel was like, well, what do you do? And I was like, well, I hold her.
feed her,
change her diapers. And but it's like, she's starting to get to that point where I guess, Morgan, her mom was saying that she's starting to get like, weird with certain people that hold her.
Yes.
They so it makes you feel that. Even more special, right?
Yeah.
Cause like you walk in and they're
like, here, let me do.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, and they just want you.
Oh, yes. She doesn't want you.
She's so cute. She'll just like, I'll walk in and she'll just like smile really big. You know, she
it
was makes like,
it melts your heart. It's the
it
best.
Does.
Like Maisie calls you Grandma Leslie.
Yes.
Whatever you want. And then she'll say Grandpa, cause she calls Trace Grandpa and everything. But it's
aww.
Like, you have Drew that's everything's that my favorite. And Maisie picks on him, but loves him.
So right,
Mom,
cute.
I have to kick you out. We have a podcast.
I'm going to get a massage.
The energy for an
you're
hour.
Getting a massage?
I'm yeah. going to get a massage.
You bitch.
She came in just to flaunt it. That's what
wow.
she got.
Okay.
Bye, I love you.
Love you. Bye.
All right. Back back
to your birthday.
What's the TV shows, TVs used to say? Like back to the scheduled.
Our scheduled program.
Yeah.
Back to our scheduled program. It's like with everything streaming now, it's like you don't have to hear that.
I know.
I get mad when I watch like something on Prime Video and it's like, watch with free ads on Freevee. I'm like, I'm paying for fucking Prime Video. Why am I watching ads?
Yeah, it's annoying.
Yeah, it is annoying.
That's why I don't ever watch Hulu.
But so I got the one without ads, but then it kicked me out and it's an old email that I can't get into.
So well,
like, we need you to reset your password. Well, the only way I can reset my password is to go into that. I was just trying to do it honestly, like right before we got on here. And I was like,
well, dude, I can't use Uber Eats or Uber anymore.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Kicked you out.
Kicked me out.
Kicked you out.
Like, and I even emailed support. Nothing.
Nothing.
Dude, customer service is a crock of shit.
It is a crock of shit now.
Especially in businesses like that. Like it's you jump through, it's like, when you
they're
get
like we don't need
you get travel insurance, you're like, I'm getting it because I really need it. But the amount of hoops and bullshit you have to go through to get any help.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a, you know, genius whoever made it. They're like, here, this way we can get people to give us money. You know, it's only like it's like $12 to add insurance on your trip. You're like, yeah, $12, okay. Then their trip goes to shit and they're like, sorry, can't get a hold of us on vacation.
I know.
Please stay on hold. It's like 13 hours later. You're like, fuck it. Take my money.
Yeah. Nobody's accountable.
I don't even want it back. I'll work harder.
Dude, it makes me so angry.
Yeah. They got us figured out.
What I was asking.
They made us impatient.
Yes. Yeah. It's not even our fault.
It's not.
It's not your fault.
It's like when your parents get mad at you, you're like, you made me.
Yeah.
You're welcome. These are your genes that you mix together.
I'm acting just like you. No, I was asking you before I don't feel like you're a huge, like, you know, some people like have to celebrate their birthday. Yes.
Yes. Well, listen, I enjoy celebrating my birthday.
Sure.
But I'm not. Who here am I going to have come hang out with me?
Well, your family.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, your family.
It's a Thursday. You know, everyone has lives and they're busy and
yeah.
You know, we just did on the 9th. It was my nephew's 21st birthday. So we had a little barbecue here.
Which is huge.
Yeah. I mean.
Right?
Yeah. But he didn't think much. I mean, he's kind of quiet anyways. They didn't feel as big or important. And I guess it's really just like whatever you put around it. You know, what feels like a big milestone or mile marker for you. People might be different.
It's like when you're turning 18 and they're like, no, you can go to jail.
Yep. You're like, cool.
Cool.
Yeah, no, it was, you know, it's just, I mean, realistically, I haven't really celebrated my birthday since we celebrated it. And you guys did a little camp trip for me, which was for my, 31st birthday?
Yeah. No. Was it 31st? 32nd?
No, it was either my 30th or my 31st.
Oh my God. It wasn't your 30th. It was your 31st.
Yeah, I didn't do anything on my 30th. 31st, I think that's when we did it.
I mean, I honestly wouldn't do anything for my birthday if it wasn't for Daniel. Because I think he's living vicariously through me.
100%.
Like, this last birthday was so ridiculous that it was like 4 days of something.
You're like, how are you going to top it?
But he somehow made it so that he was going to all of his favorite places.
Oh, of course.
No, and it was still fun. And I was so appreciative. But, you know, like he wanted his favorite pop-up to come to Courtney's house and he wanted to do this and do that. And I was like, next year, can we just do one day? Like, it's very kind of you. I sound like such a bitch. But it's so exhausting.
Yeah.
It's just tiring.
It's funny because like there's this feeling you get around your birthday. Like if you want to celebrate it, there's no rule that you have to celebrate it. Like you only have the one 24
like
hours
on the
to
day.
Do it,
right.
You know?
Right.
But for some reason it feels like if it's not on that day, it's kind of like if your birthday gets brought up and it's past your birthday. Feels like I would be an asshole. Like it's kind of like an asshole move. Like,
sorry you had to be here.
Your birthday was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, no, you missed
it. We're celebrating it. And you're like, I mean, yeah. I'm sorry.
If I had unlimited amounts of money, I would have loved to have been there on your birthday.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I got a few more at least.
I mean, yeah.
And I just get older and uglier, so could be interesting.
Oh, shut up.
Could be interesting. Yeah, I'm 34.
We're gonna make that like one of the themes for your parties.
Interest could get interest.
No, older and uglier.
that would fulfill one of my desires, which is to have a birthday party or a party, to have a rhyme or reason where we all just dress up as old women.
Yeah.
Just go out on the town.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, wreak havoc at a park.
Dude, I don't even know if I can go out on the town anymore. Like, I've been out on the town, out in quotations. Like, probably since you left.
I know.
I can't do it. And I have a friend who's kind of like going through something recently. And I feel like the other day was... you know, needing some support and kind of like wants to like be out and doing things. And I was like, fuck, I'm so tired. Like, I don't want to be out anywhere past like 9:30. I'm such a loser.
Dude, I'm a loser.
Yeah.
I don't know. I get to like, it'd be different if there was something planned, right? Because we were looking forward to something. Right. That'd be different. Like when we went to SLO, San Luis Obispo, you know, it's like, if we're looking forward to whatever, then when you're there, like you want to experience things, you know, you want to go out on the town.
Even that sentence.
I know.
Hey, you where just are you going?
Go out on the town.
Out on the town.
I just really want to hit the town and go out on it.
Where are you?
Out on the town. You know, well, I'm out on the town. Not a big deal, but I'm out on the town. So dumb. No, I'm tired. And it could be, you know, there is a big difference of me being living here and not being there. You know,
right.
The family that is in Santa Cruz, it's all friends.
Right.
Like, I'm so close to your family, so that's like family. You know, like family get-togethers and whatever. But the consistent, regular, you know, appointments of being out on the town.
Out on the town.
You got friends.
Right.
You know, and everyone's got their shit they do, but then it's like, it's just like unspoken. You're like, oh yeah, we'll probably see at least some of them.
Right.
Pretty regularly. You're laughing. You might do some dumb shit. Might do nothing. Like we did all the time and have the best time ever all the time. And being home, it's kind of like, there's nowhere out on the town I want to be. There's way too many people moving here. I will not drive to the other side of town unless I absolutely have to.
Yeah.
And sometimes I get in bed at 9 o'clock. I don't go to sleep.
Well, see, that's the frustrating part, right?
I recluse myself.
Right.
And I try and just cut off communication. Sometimes I have a hard time responding to texts all the time. All the time I do. I started that sentence out and then immediately realized Gina knows I'm lying. I sometimes have a hard time responding to texts. And I'll tell you why. And if some of my friends, which most of my friends don't listen to this, but if you happen to listen to it and you're like, yeah, you bitch, you do never respond. It is not personal.
No.
Sometimes I get overwhelmed at the amount of time or energy this conversation is going to take me. And if I don't have a lot to give, I sometimes let her go.
Right.
Now, the issue with that is can you mark as read text messages?
What?
Can you mark as read text messages? I feel like you can now, but
I don't know.
Let's see. Nope. Looks like that's going to be a no. So the issue there is the second I like get an alert, like if I'm in the middle of something and they like, swipe your phone up, right?
Right.
Let's say you get a text. And I don't have it, so it shows my text, because that's a rookie mistake. If you show your text when it pops up on your phone.
Oh, like what they're saying?
Yeah, you don't want people peeping.
Yeah, peeping.
Sometimes it's inappropriate.
Yeah.
So I'll swipe it up, it opens the text, and I'm like, oh, I can't do that right now. Close it. I will forget
about it.
Back to it, because sometimes...
Forget about it.
I'll forget about it.
Forget about it.
I forgot about it.
I forgot. I do that all the time. And then all of a sudden I go to like text someone. And I'm like, oh my God.
Oh shit. Yeah.
I never responded to that last text. And then I'll be like, I'm so sorry. I thought I responded to this.
I feel like I used to be, actually, this might be really funny. Here's a little look into my brain. Gina already knows my brain very well. So anyone listening, look into my brain. When I get a text, actually, I have a text from Courtney. I need to respond to her. Haven't responded to her yet because it was a belated happy birthday. She's been traveling, etc. I was running some errands and I got the text and I saw that it was from Court and I didn't even open it right away. I'm like, because sometimes whatever it is in the text, I'm so fragile. I just can get overwhelmed when there's a lot of, things happening at the same time that's like a little bit stressful. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, not going to open it right now. I'm going to finish what I'm doing and then I'll open it. And I did, I opened it and read it, but then it's like, what goes through my head is like, what are they wanting from me in a reply? You know, people are sensitive. Right. Everybody, we live in a sensitive time. So, but like,
My point isn't.
Everyone's way too sensitive. All right. But everyone's allowed to be a little sensitive, but also like toughen up, buttercup.
Right.
You know, rub some dirt on it. So my mom told me all grown up, look at me. I turned out great. I'm 34. Okay. What happens is I go.
I'm not laughing because you're not great, but
you can laugh at me.
No,
that's one of the things I think I miss the most about you and me together is doing stupid shit, saying dumb stuff, acting out, you know? I know, having that person that's like, I know, I get it. And then you just jump right in and do it with me.
Mm-hmm.
But my thought process goes into it. Like, for instance, let's do Exhibit A, Courtney's text, belated happy birthday.
Exhibit A.
Well, we haven't chatted. We haven't like texted in a while.
Right.
Because you guys, I'm not good at staying in like constant communication with people because there's so many people that like when I have everyone texting me for work stuff or one-offs for work stuff and things, it's like it takes all the energy that I have.
It's just not a strength for you.
No, it is such a weakness. And I am so sorry if you are listening and you've been on the end of that. It is not intentional. It's not a strength that I have. And it takes a lot for me to like, to do it. But I start thinking about like a quick text, quick reply. But then I thought, oh man,
there's more I want to say.
Like if I just do a really quick reply,
like thank you.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't do that. But like I'd say, you know, like, oh, thanks, Court. I love you so much. I miss you too. Well, that could be really easy. But if I get a follow-up text of like, I know, how are you? When are you coming back out here? Then I think, in the middle of all the shit I got going on, now I gotta put some thought into this text.
Right.
And so I'm not someone who can multitask things like that. So neither. I can't be, sometimes at the end of the day, it takes a lot for me to get myself to get my shit done.
Right.
And so...
So I ignore it.
So I push pause.
So I just ignore it completely.
I forget to like respond.
And then I feel like shit.
Dude, I'm so bad. My whiteboard I have on my wall in my room. Sometimes like when I know, like when I keep putting something off, what's responding to somebody or hitting someone back or whatever it is, putting it off because I have too much stuff and it's not something that needs to be done right away. Or maybe it's like, it could be a deeper conversation. Like even like when AJ gives me a call at like in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost want to be like, no, I don't want to answer it.
Right.
Because I know that now I have to be invested into the call. Mm-hmm. Right? I have to be invested to the information. I have to all this. And that can be really exhausting for me.
Yeah.
And I know, I also know it's stupid. Right.
It's not stupid. It's that you're
something.
An introvert that takes a lot to extrovert. And it's funny because you've always said, I mean, not you've always said that, but like recently in the last like few years, like realizing that have said that. And I was talking to a friend of ours, Lauren, our friend Carl's wife.
Yeah.
And she's also the exact same way. And so we were out at, it's called like the collective. So like it's where they bring in like food trucks and, you know, different like vendors and music and all this, like, it's like a community thing. And so we went to that on Saturday and she looks over at me and she goes, is it bad that I want to be done? And I'm like, no, not at all. And she's like, I know I'm an asshole, but like, there's a lot of people, like a lot of things happening, you know, and I said to her, I go, oh, I have a friend just like that. And I go, you're not an asshole. You're an introvert. That's takes a lot to extrovert. Your battery is low. You need to go home. And then she just looks at me and she goes, I feel seen right now. Thank you. It was like, thank you for thinking that I'm not an asshole because I'm done with this.
Lauren's like, oh,
I know. I feel seen right now. And really? I was like, no, I have a friend that's exactly this way. I know. Because I feel like you have extremes of things, right?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm more of an extrovert, but I'm not extremely extroverted.
Yep.
Like I'm the person that can go into a situation like that, but I still want to sit somewhere.
Yep.
You know, I'm a sitter.
Yeah. You still don't want to be around a bunch of loud, obnoxious people.
Right. I like to sit and observe. Like I still enjoy what's happening around me, but then there's like extreme extroverts like Daniel or,
You
know, there's like this other, and I love that for him. Like, you know, he's like going to every single vendor, like, hey, you know, like wants to meet so many people. Like, I don't love meeting people.
No, but it's important that we have someone like that, that does that for you.
Right. That you know? Pulls you out mm-hmm. and does that. So, yeah, but no, I like to be around people, but I don't necessarily want to like talk to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't mean like people are listening like, oh my God,
you're so rude.
Yeah. You're so rude. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that like when I meet somebody that I'm like, oh my God, I really don't want to meet this person. It's just, it takes a lot of energy to do that.
Yes. And you know,
sometimes
what?
You feel
and
stupid. Like, I don't know what to talk about.
Yeah. That's why I every time I see it, I need to save it. But there's a little like an Instagram post, but you know how they just do like, it's like a saying or something funny. I send it to you all the time, like stuff that's from Mom's Behaving Badly.
Yes.
But there's one that says, it talks about how you leave a social situation and like, you feel like you question it. Like, I don't feel like that really went that well.
I know, babe.
I've literally been in a conversation with somebody. And like when it's even someone who, well, really, it's like anytime it's not someone that I know, right?
Right.
Really. Because when it's someone I know, I don't feel this sort of pressure. And you guys, before you get after me on this, because I understand I don't need to feel pressure, but the pressure comes from past experiences, okay? When I feel this pressure for me to have to initiate and give. And
right, because it's not about the other person, it's about you.
And make them feel comfortable.
Right.
And so I do the best I can, you know, and I think I'm thinking about what I'm saying.
Right.
And it's not in a way that I'm constructing what I'm saying. No. It's almost like I'm so hyper aware of how I sound and if even what I'm saying makes sense, or if like I put a good sentence together.
No, for sure. Like, I feel like me, it's like an insecurity.
And that's exactly. And for me, like, it is.
It's a full insecurity.
In
yes.
Especially in text. Like when someone like sends you a text, it's not like an easy answer or an easy response. It's not like jokes or whatever. And let's say it's not someone like you, right? Like, it's not me and you talking to one another.
Right.
It's another friend or someone who's a friend, but they're not like, they're not your partner. They don't like know you,
right.
You know, you... So I'll also get a little bit overwhelmed by like responding to a text that I know that I want it to be something that's going to like fill their cup too. Right.
Right.
And I will sometimes write a text, read it, erase it,
right.
Write it again, a little bit different, read it, erase it. Fuck. Write it again. Erase it. Nope. Later.
Never mind. I was like, and then you chuck it.
And then I throw it out and I'm like, I'm going to try again later. And then I forget. And I never do. For instance, my grandma texted me the night of my birthday. It was like 10:30 at night.
Mm-hmm.
And she had felt special. She goes, oh my God, I you know, had almost missed my birthday. And my dad's mom, you know how many grandkids she has?
Right. No.
How in the world? I was like, Dad, how does she remember him? My nephew's birthday was on the 9th and mine's on the 10th.
Right.
His is on the 7th and mine's on the 10th. Okay. And my dad's like, grandma forgot Lakin's birthday too. And I'm like, great grandchild.
Right. Like, let's talk about like how old this person
like,
is.
Like, I just try to focus on, right, with me and my family, my siblings, my parents, grandkids, nieces and nephews. Like, if I know it's coming, okay. But that's not my responsibility. My responsibility isn't to know all your birthdays. Now, if I was someone who was really good with remembering numbers and dates and things like that, then hell yeah, I'd be like, I know it. I mean, I remember growing up, I had uncles. I still get a text message on my birthday from my uncles, my dad's brothers.
Oh, that's sweet.
You know, like when I was little growing up, and it's probably because our family, I have cousins that are younger than me or came after me, but my brother was the first grandkid. So, I mean, that would be the third one, Lacey. But Cody, you know, if I assume that my uncles, I don't know, like maybe.
Well, it's kind of like with each one that comes along, it's like, well, fuck, like how many of these dates do I have to remember? Michaela has everything in on her phone. Yeah. I don't even remember in my phone.
I've started putting, a while back, I started putting in like birthdays and things, but there's still like dates for like friends' birthdays that I haven't put in. And I'm too embarrassed to ask what it is because I'm like, I should know.
I know.
I mean, I've gone as far as like tried to look up people's birthdays on their Facebook.
On their Facebook.
And I don't get on Facebook. I know. Help me. But don't worry.
Locked out of Facebook.
I still somehow get a freaking notification for my ex-husband's birthday. And I'm like, I've tried to erase it out of my calendar. How do I erase it? Every year, ding. And I'm like, I don't care. Every year.
I mean, it makes it easier to remember that one only because it's so close to your birthday.
We did that on purpose.
Yeah.
I didn't forget it.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Sorry. We got married.
That was your
myth.
I was going to say that was.
If everyone's interested, my ex's birthday was August 12th. Mine's the 10th. His and the 12th. We got married on the
11th.
10, 11, 12. Wham, bam. Thank you, ma'am. Get it all wrapped up in a few days. Can't forget it.
As long as it's not alerting you to your anniversary.
Yeah. You had a birthday, I mean, a while ago, and we talked about it, but since we both have gotten a year older and a little older, a little achier and more noisy, I mean, my joints. And Gina, I rolled my ankle again.
No.
Yes. And I have now rolled it probably 5 or 6 times, and it's not pretty. I have a massive cankle. I do need to go get it checked.
I have a massive cankle.
Yeah. I need to go get it checked. When I get home from Thailand.
You know,
I've got this on there right now.
Let me see. Oh, yeah. For you to put anything on there means it's bad.
Yeah, I put that on there because, I was had my boots on and I was going to work kitten, and so like moving around in the dirt. I'm like, man, if I take one step because my ankle's already it's like loose because I just rolled it a couple days ago. I'm like, if I go down again, I'm screwed.
Yeah, it's
And it hurts so dang bad.
I was back squatting the other day.
Oops.
And someone from across the gym said, "Is that your knees?"
Like, no, actually.
I had knee sleeves on. And I was like, yes, bitch. Yes, it is. I'm in fucking pain over here. But you know what? I'm here and I'm doing it. But yeah, it's... It's a weird thing to get to a point where you realize like I have limits.
Yeah, dude, I can't even sneak around.
You're just dude, cracking.
I can't.
You're like, I can't scare anyone.
I can't. It gets very frustrating. The last few times I had a really good opportunity to scare Todd. He knew what I was doing because I took one step hidden in the dark and he heard my feet go crack and he just starts laughing. And I'm just like,
when will I ever be able to scare again?
I'm off my scare game.
I'm off my scare game. What the fuck? Yeah.
The only thing that I could scare now is like, if I was like in, like I was going to scare Ruby and we pre-hid me in her closet or something. And all I did while she was like getting ready for bed was just like, or when she was sleeping and it was maybe quiet is like move my feet. And then she'd hear cracks and then wonder like, what is that? And it's my feet going, it's like Rice Krispies.
No, or it would be like what I used to do to my sister when I was young. And it obviously wasn't because I was creaking because I was young, but I would fall out on her. She would like, I would hide in her closet and she would open the door and I'd just fall out. I just put my arms to the side and just be like, she'd be like, oh my God. Dude, we used to torture each other. Torture.
Well, I'm the youngest, so I never got, I never tortured.
You just got tortured.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when you're close with someone, you can find out what their true fears are. Right. Mm-hmm. And so the few times that we would watch like a scary movie or be talking like about whatever, it would be Krista was afraid that somebody was going to fall out of her closet or be at her window scratching. And so I would do that periodically, is either fall out of the closet or I'd go outside and put this really awful old man mask on and I would lightly tap it. And she, and you know, it's like nighttime, so you can't really see. And she'd be like this, like, you know, looking out the window, like, and I'd just be like, all of a sudden just come up really close to her and she would lose her shit. It was like the best, it was the best thing. Oh, she's still gosh. Fucked up over it.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah. Like my fear was like having somebody grab my leg under the bed to where I would like run from the hallway and almost like and take jump. Two steps and jump.
Jump.
Yep.
I've done that.
Yeah.
Yep. I have a fear that I conquer it almost every night.
It's not the phone. It's not the texting.
No. When you are hot and you pull leg out.
Yep.
Right. Leg out's fine.
Yep.
But like, what if you still are struggling to get comfortable? You got to roll to your side.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Maybe stuck a pillow between your legs.
Mm-hmm.
If you're hot, you got to have the leg out, which means now all of a sudden your whole backside is
exposed.
It's exposed. Your back, your leg. For the table. Taken. It's open for the taking. It's like, man.
Oh, I thought you said open for the table.
Now, all of a sudden in that moment, it's as if you're not home.
Yeah.
You know, where you're there every day, every night. It's like in a cabin, a haunted cabin in the woods, and something's going to get you.
Yeah, you could be in the
because you exposed yourself.
Yeah, you're vulnerable.
And I listen to sleep sounds and turn my phone on. And now I sleep with an eye mask since I started wearing those from therapy. And I actually quite like it. I've like now it for me, cause I'm not a really fantastic sleeper. I get a lot of anxiety around going to sleep because I anticipate not being able to sleep, not being able to relax.
Mm-hmm.
And what can happen with me sometimes. Okay. All the time is it's like restless. Like my body gets restless. Like I can't, my nervous system doesn't want to relax. Mm-hmm. Anyways, when I put my mask on, it's almost like, cause there's like the pads, when I have it as pads, it's almost like it feels like a little bit of pressure, just like if you wanted someone like a weighted blanket. So okay. I'm like, okay, in my mind, it's like now it's like a way of me telling my body, let's go to sleep. Right.
Which really, let's be honest, you're terrifying.
Me?
Well, yeah. If you're wearing that mask.
Oh, yeah.
You're probably more terrifying.
And I've pulled my mask down. Blew my candle out or whatever, turned my light out and turned my sleep sound on. And then I have had times where I got to roll to my side.
Mm-hmm.
So I get, cause that's my go-to comfy position that can like relax myself.
Okay.
But I have really been trying ever since actually my spinal fusion, I've been a lot better about sleeping on my back because I had to, right. And an incline. And then my nose getting my nose fixed. You had to sleep on your back.
Right.
On an incline. Yep. And then when you didn't have to be on an incline, you still had to sleep on your back. So right. I've gotten a lot better at being a back sleeper, but sometimes You gotta go to what you know works, and that is on your side. Pillow, long king size if possible, between the legs, mm-hmm. hugged around the arms. You're gonna sleep like a baby, as long as you can get past the fear of what might be coming up behind you.
So true.
And I literally
can actually picture it.
Have a conversation with myself in my head of like,
don't look.
I know it feels like you, like your hair is sticking up and you feel like someone's back there, maybe breathing on you, but no one's there.
I just always imagine like some like dead thing, like spooning me. Yeah.
Yeah. Or like in the Grudge where the girl's like on the person's back.
Yes.
Or I think it was the Grudge. But yeah. And then I somehow get over the hump and lights out and I wake up and I'm like, oh, I'm alive. No one got me.
I'm here to see another day.
I
lived through another day.
I get it. This is why when I ask dad what he's doing tomorrow, he goes, I'm going to wake up. And I go, okay. And he goes, just going to start there. And I'm like, great idea.
He's so cute.
What do you got going tomorrow? You know what? All I'm going to hold myself to is like, open your eyes in the morning. One more day. And then we'll cover the,
and then, yeah, yeah.
The agenda, the rest and is, schedule.
The rest is gravy.
Yeah.
We're good.
If I can just wake up, the rest is, you know, it's a
done deal.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really like, thank you for the
work. You know, it's funny. It's funny because talking about like the texting and all of that, I was laughing because the other night the other day you had posted that picture of Jax bleeding out of his nose.
Yep.
And you guys, I'm dying because Brooke is like explaining. I was like, oh no, like what happened? She goes, well, you know, he fell down the slide. And then he was like, Aunt Brooke, am I bleeding? And then she goes, but he's an avid nose picker. And that's like what I kind of like glommed onto. Like, wait, what? So like, he's been in training.
He's a competitor.
He's a competitor. Like this whole time he's like, oh no, but he's fine. Cause
he's an avid nose picker. He got a nosebleed. I seen someone had commented, like, and I got a message, whatever, commented mm-hmm. and said, now that is the most country Fu Manchu. How you say it?
Yeah.
That type of mustache.
Yes.
But my nephew, people that were like concerned, like, oh my gosh. Yeah.
Is he okay?
In this place.
Yeah,
you
for sure.
I'm like, him. I'm walking over by checking my phone, and my little nephew's coming up behind me, and I just hear, oh, hey, Aunt Brooke. And I'm turning around, and he goes, is my nose bleeding? And I'm like, whoa, buddy. Yeah, it is.
Just completely confirmed it.
And he goes, I just went down the slide. And he's like, it's like fully bloody. And
did
I go
hit his face?
No. That's why I say he's just an avid nose picker. Maybe he's got a bunch of scabs in there and some water went up there and just like broke the dam. And then all of it started rushing out. Because it didn't just go away too. Like it took a minute and then he was gonna go down the slide again and he got a little bit of blood. And then we were telling him like, Jax, plug your nose going down the slide when you hit the water.
Keep those scabs in place.
See if that'll help. Yeah. But man, people were laughing because I just, you know, in the middle of helping him clean himself up, I had to pause everybody and be like, hang on, let me get a photo. I really needed a picture of that.
Dude, it looked like a bloodbath. No, yeah. It's funny. So the other night, Daniel and I went up to San Francisco to watch, you know how they do the movies with the symphony?
Yes.
And we met up with Sam, our friend Sam. And so we're there. And this guy, so unapologetically with his kids, like we're in the line, like, you know, getting like waters and stuff and like, you know, popcorn or whatever it was. And we all three look over and he just has his finger jammed up his nose and just unapologetically cleaning it out. Just going for it, right? And I was like, wow, to have that kind of self-confidence, like that's what I thought. It was like, to have that kind of self-confidence, just be able to fucking jam your finger up your nose and just pick it like a toddler. Yeah. And then we were cracking up because he had like front row seats. I'm like, this dude is rich and a nose picker.
Avid
nose picker. Like,
listen, I pick my nose. I pick my nose all the time if I need to.
Of course people pick their nose.
Yeah. I'm a little more hesitant with nails, but when you're driving and you pull up to a stoplight and there's someone just digging next to you. I mean, I'm embarrassed that I saw it.
Right. Right. Like you're not trying to call them out. You're like, oh, I'm just going to pretend.
I'm going to
help you out, buddy, and pretend that I like never saw that.
Yeah.
No. 100%.
Your curtains are open. You just unroll the window like, hey, I'd be careful. My nephew gets bad nosebleeds all the time because he's an avid nose picker.
Avid. No. It's funny because like yesterday I was like driving home from the gym and I'm always even thinking that maybe somebody in the car in front of me can see if I'm so like you ever get a booger that's like that in your nostril
to where and it if sticks. You breathe or you could feel it.
Oh well, yeah, like the in and out. But no, this one was like I itched my nose and then my nostril almost shut. I was like, oh man, I gotta get that thing out. Like
you try to like flare it off.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I pulled the nostril out, but I was like, you know, I'm just gonna like, you know, kind of like itch it.
Yeah.
So it doesn't look like I'm picking my nose. I'm still worried.
I've done the sneaky itch approach. No. You just like pinch it from the inside and then you just like, I don't know. Then you just rub it. Like, I just can't, I don't know why it's so itchy.
And then you just end up pushing the booger up on your face.
Yeah. Then you're like, then you're trying to breathe your outside. Nose and you're like, or it's that you're breathing and it's kind of comes out and goes back in.
Yes.
Like if you breathe through your nose, you're like blowing it and you can feel it. And you're like, I want to pick it so bad, but I am surrounded by people. Oh my gosh. And didn't we on here talk about like, you know, the best like feeling you can have.
Oh yeah. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I said like getting into clean sheets.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Freshly made bed.
Freshly made bed.
Oh yeah. Man.
Going was one of that going to be like getting a booger.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. Like, if your nose is stuffed and you
100%.
Oh, actually, you know, or if like there's a booger and you pull it out, but like turns out that it was a way bigger one, you just didn't know, and it came from the back.
Like it has your spinal cord connected.
Yeah, you're like, whoa. I don't want to do this right now, but I'm going to do it anyways. I think one of my
I feel like people that blow their nose and don't look to see what came out are like serial killers. Like how could you like not care about that? Like part of your brain is attached to that booger and you feel it's a weird feeling, right? Because it's like, you feel like a level of accomplishment.
Yeah.
Like, especially I made that and I was able to get it out.
I've been blowing my nose so much. Because we're just gonna go with allergies because that's what we've been going with. My allergies. And I get in the shower. It's frustrating. It's like I'm sick of blowing my nose. And you blow it in the shower, like one side will get clear. We'll clear it out, you know, no more coming out. The other side, it's like as I blow in the shower, I push one nostril and I'm blowing in the shower, you can feel it.
Sucking from the other side.
And it's like, whoa, that's a lot. And you go to grab it and it's like a slippery bastard.
Right.
And it's like, it goes right back in, or you get a little bit out, but it's, you know, it doesn't want to stay together. So it stays, I don't know, wrapped up in some nose hairs deep inside your nose and you can't get it out. And every time you blow your nose, you can feel it almost like it's like bubbling up and it's going to come out. And then it doesn't. It is so upsetting.
Right. And you're like, how can it still be stuffed? How do I still feel like
where this? Is it coming
where
from?
Where is it coming from?
How can I just like get it, you know, I don't know, clean it out once and for all. Cause it just keeps happening. What I was going to say that I said, I shouldn't do this, but I'm going to anyways.
Yeah, go.
We're talking about boogers. I think one of my favorite boogers to get.
Please tell us. What kind of booger? I want to know what you named it. I just know what
I've never what named it. I'm yearning for one of these types of boogers and not the kind that I have, because it's like this infinite amount that can keep coming out, but you always feel stuck as if like never going to get to it. I can't get it out. The ones where you like, it's going to be really gross for me to explain it, but
all right, do it.
I mean, you guys know what you get when you come here. Ones that are almost like flat. It's like kind of
flat, hard one.
And when you just like, like rub your finger on the inside of your nose, it just comes off almost like a flat dried snot piece,
mm-hmm.
but it always like pulls more out. Right.
Yes.
But the flat ones that are kind of hard, man, it's very, feels rewarding.
It feels rewarding. You know why? Because like your airway is cleared.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you thought it was just part of your cartilage.
I did.
Yeah.
You're like, whoa.
Like I just thought that was a part of me, but like now that I pulled it out, like this is amazing.
You're like, oh,
I can smell anything.
Oh my goodness.
As I'm snorting. All right,
what's
guys.
What's that movie that we watched? We watched like the newer one. I like the old school one. About the witches and the mice.
Oh, I think it's called The Witches.
It is called The Witches.
Yeah.
But whenever I think about smelling it, those witches smelling in the cartoon, because they smell and their nostrils get huge, like as if they breathed it anymore, it would suck furniture up there.
I mean, so this is the, like, I always have this debate of like trimming my nose hairs.
Yeah.
Because nose hairs have a purpose, right? They have a purpose. They're supposed to, well, I think it's supposed to keep things from going into your body, right? So it's like a filtering system, right? So like, if you think of like an air filter, it's like, oh, I'm going to blow air into your house, but I'm going to collect all of this like bad stuff, right?
Yep.
And I feel like that's what a booger is. Everyone's like, wow, Gina, you have a medical background? So,
you know, I always thought that like little kids that almost couldn't help themselves when they wanted to eat their boogers.
Oh, booger eaters.
I almost thought that like, maybe it's like dogs when they eat their own poop, it's because they're lacking something. That was a real thought, you guys. You're welcome. You know, and then I've thought of it as like, no, you know, I mean, I can see it. I mean, like dogs do it. Like puppies, if puppies eat their own poop, it's because they're lacking something, like a mineral or something.
I don't think it's in their own poop.
Okay, now I have to Google it.
Okay, Google it, because I don't think that's just like a weird, yeah, I don't feel like that's like.
Why do puppies eat their poop? I didn't have to finish typing it up, and it was one of the first things that's popped up. Let's see.
Okay. I feel like cases, they're puppies, and they don't know any better.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. So apparently someone must have told me this and I just like took it as Bible. In most cases, puppies will eat their own poop and feces due to normal scavenging behavior. Puppies are still learning about the world around them and may be curious about the contents of their own feces. Nursing female dogs typically engage in coprophagia, a behavior which likely serves to keep their den clean. Oh, mothers eat their puppies' poop. I didn't know it was just to keep their stuff clean.
Yeah, because So I don't think it's because they're lacking in something.
Well, I just feel like there's something there.
You're like, kids are eating. You know what? Their mom isn't giving them enough vitamins, so they're just eating their own boogers.
Yeah.
Oh, that kid's lacking in vitamin C.
Yeah, he's missing iron. See the blood on that one? Oh, man. He's anemic, so a quick fix, because we don't have a lot of money for medication, is like he eats his boogers.
No, it's waste. It's like waste like anything else. But no, like I always have it, like I have to like trim my nose hairs because I'm old and now they like are starting to like grow out of my nose, right? So mm-hmm. I'm always like sticking the nose trimmer up there.
And yeah,
I'm
I have one too.
Yeah, so I'm always like, oh, am I actually putting all these things that are normally supposed to be filtered like into myself? You know, like what I'm breathing?
Well, you know, I think that something that's more important is vaginas. And do you, are you an avid
I don't breathe vagina through trimmer? My vagina.
It's true. I mean,
it's usually covered up. So
that's true.
Yeah. More I feel like my underwear is the filter.
It is.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. Like I don't have my vagina and my butthole exposed, but my nostrils are.
They are.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of stuff in the air.
There is. All right, guys, with that, I think we're going to end this podcast.
Hey, you know, yeah, no, next time. Well, I was going to say, hey, you know what? Just to be, you know, as if, I mean, of course everyone's learned something by now, but if they haven't, I was thinking, you know, we could, you know, for my birthday, what's something that, you know, something that you've learned as you've gotten older. But you know what? I think that should be a conversation with Devin too.
Yeah, it should.
So, because I just keep learning. So we'll have a lot.
You never have it all figured out.
No.
Yeah. I know.
I mean, I haven't even been able to figure out the best way to pick my nose. And I've been doing it for years.
Like in this whole time, I thought it was because they were lacking in something.
Honestly. Okay. Last thing. And then we'll hang up.
Okay.
You've seen the little device. It's called the bird. I think it's called bird.
No. What is it?
Bee bird. And it's the ear cleaner that is, it's like a little spoon. It goes in your ear, but it Bluetooths to your phone. It has a camera. So on your phone, you're seeing where everything is to get your earwax out.
No.
Can someone develop this for boogers?
I feel like there has to be a liability with that. Like how many injured eardrums?
I don't know.
Are happening because of this thing? Like you're like this, like.
You're just like.
And all of a sudden just like nick your eardrum.
You know, people that maybe play, like, guys would be good at it. Guys that play video games.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like, yeah, I know exactly where I am. I'd be like, wait, am I upside down?
I know. Am I in the corner? Am I just spinning around?
All right. On that note, it's almost time for us to get in bed.
Yes.
Actually, you have an hour longer than I do.
I do. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to
rate, review, subscribe, 5-star rating. And a 5-star warning. We'll talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you next week. Bye.